You must be born again, born a second time, this time of the Spirit of God. Have you yet to shed the shackles of your sin? John 3:3, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The picture is sharp and clear. The options are only two. Mark 16:15-16. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Choices are being made. John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Acts 4:10-12. Be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There are only two options, yes to Christ or no. Are you ready to shed the shame and confusion? Are you ready to be free from the bondages of this life? Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Genesis 1:26-27, And God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. God said, Genesis 3:20, And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Man said, I don't need some Jesus restricting my lifestyle. If it feels good, I do it. Besides, there is not a stitch of proof that God or his Bible is even true. Now the record. Welcome to God Said, Man Said, feature article 657 that will once again confirm the full inerrancy of the Holy Bible. All of these features are archived on this site in text and streaming audio for the edification of your faith and to convince the gainsayers. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. On this website, you will find three very helpful features. One, you have questions? God has answers. Whatever your question, type a keyword in the search bar top right and watch the screen populate with related information from Adam and Eve to quantum physics. Two, use the tell a friend feature above to send a message to someone you love. It is so quick and so easy. Number three, imagine you can download to your electronic device nearly 170 hours of God Said, Man Said features. Listen to one. Every day. Thank you for visiting today. God Said, Man Said speaks this good word over you and yours. Philippians 4:19, But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. The power to participate in the supernatural promises of God, promises that encompass all that is or ever can be, from blood-bought redemption to health and wealth, etc., requires childlike faith. Your childlike faith is the currency of the kingdom of God. It's not the world's education or variables such as beauty or muscle or IQ or political power. The currency is childlike faith. At God Said, Man Said, we are not archaeologists, paleontologists, geologists, historians, etc., but we research the latest and sometimes the oldest discoveries in these disciplines, and these discoveries, whether they like it or not, consistently confirm the full inerrancy of God's Word. Jesus said in Mark 11:23, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Where there's doubt, the mountain won't move. Your Christianity doesn't work. Childlike faith is the currency of the kingdom. And the formula to develop faith that opens the doors of God's cornucopia of blessing is recorded in Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And in Jude 1:20-21, "But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life." The currency of the kingdom is childlike faith. It is truly astounding that no matter how hard they resist, the world's academics end up here, right on the doorstep of God's Holy Bible. And when the academics get here, they discover that the children of faith have been here the whole time. Some beautiful examples follow. Number one, scientists now theorize that there was light before the sun. The childlike in faith who are students of the scriptures know that there was light on the first day, but the sun, moon, and stars were not created until the fourth day. Number two, historians have discovered numerous non-biblical ancient societal accounts that describe the creation of the earth, man, woman, the earth's creatures, and even the fall and its forbidden fruit. The childlike in faith were already there. Number three, the scientific world was shocked when it began to appear that life began in the clay, in the dirt, but not the childlike in faith. We were already there. God made man out of dirt. Adam's name means red dirt. Number four, evolutionists theorize that there was no certain place from which man originated, but around 1 million years ago, mankind was springing up from all over the globe. They were highly perplexed when molecular science discovered that all of mankind alive today came from the now scientifically famous mtDNA Eve and Y chromosome Adam. But you guessed it, the childlike in faith were already there. By the way, the age is not millions or even tens of thousands, but 6,000. Number five, the Bible teaches that the whole earth was once vegetarian. Weren't paleontologists surprised when they unearthed the very ancient crocodile fossil that sported vegetarian teeth? Yes, the childlike in faith were already there. The headline in the September 7, 2013 issue of Science News reads, "Why Chromosome Adam Gets Older." And the subhead reads, "Male and female ancestors were roughly contemporary." On God Said, Man Said, you will find several features that address this issue and that confirm Holy Writ. Several excerpts from the September feature in Science News follow. Men might need some more pages in their family album. The largest analysis to date of the human Y chromosome suggests that modern men can trace their family tree further back in time than previously thought. One of the studies, an analysis of 69 men from 9 populations worldwide, published in the August 2nd issue of Science, finds that their most recent common ancestor lived 120,000 to 156,000 years ago. That's roughly the same time that the last common ancestor of woman is estimated to have lived, researchers report. The Y chromosome passed down from father to son and mitochondrial DNA passed down from mother to child are useful in retracing ancestry because they don't undergo genetic reshuffling as the rest of the genetic instruction book does. Researchers analyzed mutations in these parts of the genome to assess when groups split apart. The hypothetical common ancestors of these genetic lineages are sometimes called Y chromosome Adam and mitochondrial Eve, end of quote. Darwinian scientists speculate that there were other humans besides Adam and Eve, but that they died out. But speculation is all that is. Again from Science News. But they are real people. whose Y chromosome and mitochondrial DNA have been passed down with modifications to every living male and female. The findings may overturn previous results that suggested Y chromosome Adam was only a half or a third as old as mitochondrial Eve. Most previous analysis dated the Y chromosome common ancestor to between 50,000 and 115,000 years ago, and the mitochondrial DNA common ancestor to be between 150,000 and 240,000 years ago. Bustamante and colleagues also looked at mitochondrial DNA in their study population and found a common female ancestor 99,000 to 148,000 years ago. Another study in the same issue of Science pushes the Y ancestor back even further in time. Paola Frankelacci of the University of Sassari in Italy and colleagues analyzed DNA from 1,204 Sardinian men and determined that Y chromosome Adam lived 180,000 to 200,000 years ago, end of quote. From evolution's no particular original couple and no particular unique location to a first man and first woman with sub-Saharan African roots and, you guessed it, the children of faith were already there. God's word is true and righteous altogether, a place to build a life that will last forever. God said, Genesis 1, 26 and 27, and God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female. Created he them. God said, Genesis chapter 3, verse 20, "And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living." Man said, "I don't need some Jesus restricting my lifestyle. If it feels good, I'd do it. Besides, there is not a stitch of proof that God or his Bible is even true." Now you have the record.